and that's what it is. This is a trial run.
Sure.
We get some input feedback from the vendors, and then they might give some suggestions or ideas how to expand this. You know, limitations that they've run into, or that this works fine. But I think that for $266, and our IT specialist seems to indicate that it will meet our needs with the upgraded 250 gigabytes. We go from there.
Sure.
And if the community says that they want to have 24/7 Wi-Fi in Minerva Park so that they can, conduct business or whatever, then we discuss that at that time. But right now, this was a request that seems to come from the market manager.
Sure.
And that's what we're dealing with, and we can look at other...
And if we want something else, we should define what our goals are more clearly, because that's still undefined to me anyway. In other words, I can lay out a bunch of things, but that's just me guessing. Well, what are we trying to do? Right? Do we want it for everybody or just for the vendors? It's simple. And I don't know the answer to that question.
My thought was it was just for the vendors.
Okay.
Because it went along fine before.
Sure.
And now with a number of vendors there, and it would make it so much easier for them to have this.
Sure.
So to me, it's just for the vendors.
Yeah, okay.
And it's only so many months in the year.
I think it's a net savings over a year. I mean, over a 12-month period, isn't it? I mean, the savings per month is how much?
54 or 43.
Okay, so... Yeah.
Okay,
so
it's
within
the
net savings to the town. So
that 666.85 was changed to 266.85 as the resolution stands. So any further discussion on that? Any final comments, Dan, what we've got to there?
No, I think you've covered it well. And Carly touched upon it earlier, and I know you've all spoke about it. Ultimately, this is not a lost cause. If we want to go to another service, it's going to actually, when the fiber comes along, we'll be able to use this piece of equipment, and it will get the full pipe of the fiber available, right? And we could be talking a year and a little bit that we're going to have fiber there as well anyway, right? This is a great project. It's very low cost and very low risk, in my opinion.
Excellent. We're holding you to that 1 year for fiber.
Can we have a resolution to that effect?
Call the question then. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried? Dan doesn't have to stay on screen here.
No.
I have resolution 23-495, moved by Councillor Haskin, second by Councillor Ryland. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of Thomas McKellar does hereby receive the draft letter of consent dated July 19th, 2023. For the MLCA, Manitoba Lake Cottagers Association, to consent to the consumption of alcohol outdoors at the art show event to be held on Sunday, August 6, 2023, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. under an approved liquor license number issued to the MLCA at 701 Highway 124, McKellar, Ontario, and further that council authorizes staff to sign the letter and send to Mr. Lale so he may provide it to the MLCA's insurance company and the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario. Discussion?
I just want to mention I did email council this morning with the updates to the letter. So AXI emailed me this morning with some updates saying that they're running through an SOP, a special events permit, and not a catering endorsement. So the previous consent letter referenced a catering endorsement, so the copy you received today in print at the meeting and on email this morning, it's mentioning a special occasion permit instead of a catering endorsement.
There's a typo. You've got Lake Cottagers Association, it's Community Association. Like if you look at the letter that's drafted here.
Yes.
Okay.
Good point.
So it's a minor
it
point.
Used to be Cottagers, but they changed it.
Yeah, okay. I looked at that's one, but I don't know what it is, and then I looked at the letter and go, there you go, that's the name. So
more inclusive.
It's better to just call it MLC, and then you don't have to worry what it means. So,
yeah. So that was just a friendly amendment then.
Yeah.
Any further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-496, moved by Councillor Keckman, second by Councilor Zulak, be it resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2023-53, being a bylaw to amend bylaw 2019-24, being a bylaw to prescribe times for setting fires and precautions / restrictions for burning, a first and second reading, and further read a third time and passed in open council the 18th day of July 2023. Discussion? Resolution 23-497, moved by Councilor Ryland, second by Councilor Haskin. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2023-54, being a bylaw to adopt a code of conduct for members of council, employees, and public office holders of the Township of McKellar, a first and second reading, and further read a third time and passed in open council the 18th day of July 2023. Discussion? Councilor Zulak.
Page 1, 101B, is that a spelling mistake? Should that not be remuneration, R-E-N?
No, it's money, remuneration.
R-E-M?
R-E-M, yeah.
Okay.
Remuneration is in numbers.
Okay.
So this is an actual dollar or money.
The easy way I got taught in the Latin class about this is that if you use the word money, M comes before the end and not before... And it is, I've used that ever since I was grade 9 Latin. There you go. It was about the only thing I learned, but I do remember that. So.
Okay.
Now say it all in Latin.
You have no chance.
All this does is it's similar to the code of conduct that exists now for the members of council, but it incorporates the other people who are representing the township in various capacities, either as members of committees that were established, because the other one really didn't deal with committee members. We want them to follow similar codes of conduct so that when they're, again, making decisions or providing advice for council, that they follow certain procedures that are consistent throughout. And it's something that we had in place years and years ago and hopefully can be enforced. That's the right.
Can I ask if we would consider discussing this before passing the third reading? In other words, to give a chance to share it with committee members and things so that we don't create a problem for ourselves, where I think if we offer a more consultative approach to say, here's a proposed document, we'd like your feedback, and before we go ahead and pass it, I think it would sell better. I mean, not that we're in the process of selling, but just because the optics look a lot better, in my opinion, if we say, tell us what you think before we go ahead, because we don't want them to think we're just ramming this down their throat, that's all. So, but that's just a personal opinion, and I don't know if the rest of council thinks so.
Councilor Zulak?
So you can hold off the third reading, right?
Yeah.
You can. The only thing is, with that, you're going to get any number of concerns probably raised, and... I don't know whether there'll be a solution, whether we'll have a code of conduct. I agree that this should be consulted, but my concern is if there's anything in there that that you find...
There isn't. I mean, I read it. It doesn't cause me any grief, and I think it's essentially what I already signed anyway.
Well, the rules that council members follow.
Yeah.
And if you want to leave it, certainly, I mean, even staff could comment because they're part of this. And,
sure.
I have no problem with two readings. It's just to be prepared for... not having it in place for a while.
Well, I mean...
But that's fine.
Yeah. But, I mean, if we asked them, if we said, you know, here's a proposed document, it's had first and second reading, will you give us your feedback by a date? I mean, a month from now? I don't know if that... I think that's reasonable. And certainly from working with committees and things like that, it's not unusual to ask, you know, committee members to have a look at this before, you know, quote-unquote, our next meeting. And things. So I think a month is a reasonable time frame, and then when we get the feedback, I guess we can sit and digest it and decide if we need to amend something, but and hopefully on a constructive basis, not just to say I don't like this, but if you don't, you know, what is it you think it should say, right? I mean, and that's fair, and it offers an opportunity to people to feel that they're part of the solution, not just being mad at council because we went ahead and did it. So
Councilor Zulak.
So, like, as far as the committee members and that goes, my feelings, they're representing council, so I mean, they should be following the same things that the council has to follow.
Well, I agree with that completely. So,
I just have another question on page 9, 407, 3. I just want where it says township property. So, that includes, I just want to make that clear in my own mind, township property that has been offered for sale. That includes land, equipment, desks, everything, right? Property is everything. Okay.
Well, and now that you mention it, if you mind, if we go back to page, the definition of employee, I mean, which explicitly covers that, but I mean, on page 1, I mean, we get into it saying, you know, including staffing agencies, students, volunteers, appointees to township advisory boards and committees, unless, but I mean, I don't know that we need to repeat that every place, but it's clear to me that that's what we intend, so it would cover all those people the same way, but I don't know, it may be clearer to a reader if we constantly use the words from page 1 in all those places where we're getting into this, because then it can't be any doubt. I know that if you do this in a legal document and provide the definitions up front, that makes it legal, but who's to say anybody goes back and reads it, right?
I have no problem, yeah. It's it gets quite lengthy.
Yeah, it does, but because yeah, that was I highlighted that because I wanted to be sure I understood who's in that group, right? So, and I agree with it. I have no problem with that or really any other section of it. It's really just a clarity issue to me. Can we make it a little clearer? But or we can just refer to the definitions here cover the rest of the document. So,
well, what we could maybe just simplify. I know people don't go back and check, but you could even put employees as defined in this bylaw.
Sure.
Each time.
Yeah.
And then that would help. I just hesitate to repeat all of the definition of employee each time, because it's used a number of times in here. And the other thing that's often done is italicized, and of course you can't link when it's a hard copy, but digitally that can be done.
Sure.
Any other comments, discussion? Do you want to go with the 3 then, or leave it at 2? And
I think leave it at 2, get some comment feedback.
So we'll turn that over to the mover. That was Councillor Ryland. You're okay with that? I think you just suggested that's what I just want to confirm.
No, I don't agree with any of that at all. So. Carly, is that onerous to distribute to? Like, how would we do it, like, especially with committee? We send her to the committee heads and ask them to distribute it?
Well, or if council wants to bring the code of conduct to their next committee meeting.
Okay.
We could do that as well.
I think forward it, this draft that you have here, to the chair, and they can forward it to the committee members.
And you've got contact information for all the chairs? Okay,
yes.
So as long as it doesn't create a big problem for how to do it logistically, that's all. So. And as for the Environment Committee that I sat on, I think they would be okay, but you never know until you ask. So. And again, they're not being held to any standard that we're not held to, so I don't see how people can really... They can offer improvements, hopefully, but not just complain about it, right? So, and again, if it's constructive, then that would be a good thing for all of us. So
the amendment is to take out third reading, and we'll vote 2 readings. We'll vote on that first of all. All those in favor? Okay, that one's carried. So this is a consolidated, which... This does the first 2 readings.
Yeah.
And I'll call for a vote on that then too. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried.
We don't need to specify that we want a response by a month, is that?
I can write in the email to the chairs saying
sure.
that we're looking for a response within the month.
Yeah.
Or within a month.
Yeah. Because I think that's ample time and if people hate me later because I asked, I'll say it'll be.
I'll read this out, put it on the table for discussion, but then there's further information. So we have Resolution 23-498, moved by Councillor Keckin and second by Councillor Zulak. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2023-55, being a bylaw to amend bylaw number 2008-25, as amended by bylaw number 2010-05. A bylaw to regulate the use and operation of the Township Transfer Station, the first and second reading. This is part of the discussion. We've discovered since that there was a third or another amendment, and I think you've had copies of that. That hasn't gone public, though, but 2013, hasn't gone public for this meeting. It certainly is in the public domain. 2013-06,
yeah.
Was it? Which had already taken care of a lot of the amendments that were in the one that was being proposed. So we've got amendments to amendments, and it gets very confusing. And even the fees and charges bylaw was amended, apparently. So the suggestion was to consolidate just to one new bylaw that incorporates all the amendments and keep it separate from the fees and charges bylaw, so that the fees and charges are actually within the bylaw itself, easier to find. If we discover that it has to be, although I see in the noise bylaw and various fireworks bylaws that the charges are within the bylaw, but if it has to be in a separate fees and charges bylaw to make it legal, then we'll do that. But I'm of the opinion right now that it can be part of the bylaw and still be legal. So what you've received now is a copy to mention for the August 1st meeting to consider. It's a new bylaw that incorporates all of the amendments, as I suggested. And we're open for some discussion on that, although it hasn't been out to the public yet. And I know some of you have been glancing over, and you've already got some amendments probably in mind to that. Some of the topics that we were going to discuss, the one in particular that we're trying to meet, dealt with the non-acceptance of tires that the notice said as of August the 1st. And so that was incorporated into the new bylaw that we'll be considering on August the 1st. But that's a topic that you may have some opinions about at this point. And when we get into the question period, the public has some questions too. So I'm certainly open to that discussion without going into too much detail of all the changes, because that'll be on August the 1st. But certainly I'm open to discussion on tires, if anybody has any particular views on that, because it was our public works superintendent, I think, that devised that motion. Notice. Councilor Keck.
Yeah, so, and that was a bit of a surprise, seeing that as of August 1st, tires would not be accepted, particularly when the previous discussion was leaning towards January 1st, so I thought we'd have lots of opportunity to do some research, look into things, and to investigate, you know, what's been going on with the tire program. I did talk to the transfer station attendant. He doesn't feel he's, you know, for or against the tires, because it's a low maintenance item if they are removed on a regular basis. The tires do not cost. It's one of the program services that we can provide that does not cost the municipality anything, as well as the electronic stewardship and the small batteries. So I'm just wondering why this is being moved up so quickly, particularly since I think I might have sort of initiated this conversation asking when the tires were going to be picked up, and then I had consulted with one of the haulers that do pick up tires and asked them what they required to pick up tires in McKellar, and they said an RPRA number. And I said, how long would it be before you could pick up tires? And they did not. They said probably in a couple of weeks. So, it's something that is feasible, doable to continue this program as a service to municipalities. Considering that Ontario generates more than 12 million used tires annually, and to keep tires out of those landfill sites, then the MRF services opportunities and accessibility that we have to our residents is something that we're doing from an environmental perspective and a service that we're providing to our ratepayers. So I'm not sure, what if there's any limitations that would prevent us from continuing on with the tire program.
Yes, there's many limitations. McKellar is one of the last municipalities accepting tires. Carling Township is the other. Carling's tires are being picked up the same day as McKellar's. It is getting increasingly harder to have tires picked up. There's just no end use for them anymore. So suppliers are not accepting them. Municipalities have been not accepting tires for a number of years now. When I had worked for previous municipalities, there was just no market for them. And they do have the recycling program through the RPRA, but municipalities are now being directed to let their ratepayers know that they can go on the RPRA website, enter in their postal code, and a collection site will be provided to them. So you're basically returning your used tires to where you purchased your tires. So if I bought four tires at Canadian Tire, I can give my four old tires to Canadian Tire. And then too, with the blue box transition, it's producer responsibility. So the producers of the tires are supposed to now collect them back. So it's no longer the responsibility of the municipalities to collect tires. So if more tires are being put back to the producers and not to the municipalities, companies coming in to collect from the municipalities are dissolving. So it's increasingly harder. It's easier to stop collection currently after our last pickup so that all the tires existing in the transfer station now are picked up, and then we're not accepting anymore and they're going back to the producers.
Councilor Tyler?
So the Ontario Tire Stewardship Program operated the used tires program that kept light truck, medium truck, and off-road tires out of landfill so they could be reused and recycled. This program ended on December 31st, 2018. On January 1st, 2019, used tires moved to the new individual producer responsibility network. Tires were the first material to move to the individual producer responsibility. Municipalities are able to collect tires, and municipalities that do collect used tires are not required to register with the authority as a collector. And this is from the RPRA website as of today, and the legislation regarding tires, Ontario Regulation 225-18, compliance bulletin, May 2023, lays out that, actually it's quite complex, there's quite a bit of information, but it does have a chart on what the expectations of the producers are for which municipalities should have collection sites or a collection program once a year. Anything below 1,000, population of 1,000, aren't required to have any collection sites or any events. But with McKellar Township's population, it says that there would be an opportunity for producers that collection sites required for McKellar would be one. So there would be an impetus for producers to participate because there is an incentive for producers to collect a certain amount of tires per year. There's quite a equation that the government uses to determine what the minimum amount that they should be collecting each year is, just to encourage and ensure that tires are being put back into the circular economy. So I haven't seen anything urgent on any of the other township websites. The only one that I've seen that said they do not collect tires was Whitestone. And accepted items, McDougall Landfill site, this was from today. Large household items, construction, demolition waste, such as furniture, shingles, and tires.
Town of Perry Sound also does not accept tires.
And actually, their website's very interesting. It does not have an extensive list of what they receive and what they don't receive. But they do mention that if you're a visitor, please take your garbage home with you. Do not leave your garbage in public garbage cans or bins. So they're very limited on what they say on their website of what they accept and what they don't accept. And Seguin, what goes where app, tires, no charge, and it's accepted at the Orville Star Lake landfill site.
So they accept tires at Safeway?
There's nothing that says that they don't.
And McDougall accepts tires?
McDougall, it says right here on from their website.
I don't know how often their websites are updated, but with speaking to Greg, he works with all the other directors of operations similar to his position in the other municipalities. From his knowledge, only McKellar and Carling were the ones to collect, and now they're both getting rid of their tires at the same time and will not be accepting. So Carling as well will not be accepting tires.
So that's important. And keep in mind through this that Carly is the messenger at this point. She's getting it through Greg, so...
But
so we're getting mixed messages here, so I mean, it's obvious. Yes, websites are out of date in a lot of cases, I agree with that. If Greg's getting it firsthand that Carling is phasing it out, then, I mean, he must have some evidence to say that. My concern with all these programs, and I know years back they had programs, there was incentives for people to pick these up and recycle them, but they just cut a lot of those out, and producers have been after those for decades to try to get them pay for everything that they produce. And my concern and all that, first of all, we've got a mess out at the transfer station that they have to be cleaned up. And I don't know who's cleaning them up and when exactly, but I just don't want that to resurface and that situation to arise again. They're picked up every so year or whatever by somebody, but what if they're not? That's my concern. And the producers themselves, I mean, are you going to be able to hold them accountable? I'm not sure how that will actually operate because, as I say, there are a lot of warehouses out there that take products from different producers, and they sell it cheaper in some cases. Is it produced? Producers are going to say it's out of my hands now. I mean, it's gone. The warehouse is selling it. You have to go after them. I'm just wondering about problems that we might encounter. And I agree, we want to continue as many services as we can for the public. But the transfer station, you have to keep in mind, it has to be cost revenue neutral for tires, because as you say, with the electronics and with the white goods, otherwise, I mean, our expenses at the transfer station are quite high, and we certainly want to make sure that it keeps functioning, because we had to fight to keep it open. As a landfill, it was closed, and it took quite a bit of persuasion with the MOE that it be to transfer station. And Whitestone's coming upon that problem too in a couple of years. They'll have to also go to a transfer station. There's no guarantee that you get it. So there's a possibility that we may not even have a transfer station when our landfill closed. We had to fight for it. I would say if we can offer tires and we're guaranteed that they're going to be picked up within a certain time, we've got a place to put them, that's fine. But I certainly don't want a repeat of what we've got today. And I don't know who's going to guarantee that they'll be there on a certain day to pick them up.
That is staff's caution to council, that it's being increasingly harder to pick up tires, so we could collect them, but it may take 6 months, 8 months, a year to dispose of them.
And that's not an issue if they're picked up annually, say once a year, because what's there is, I think, now accumulated over 5 years. And... if they're picked up on annual, when these are cleaned up and gone, now you're starting with a fresh area, maybe 50 tires, 100 tires coming in a year, then it's something that is manageable. And I think, you know, we're not going to get into a service that isn't cost neutral and that, you know, creates any issues. But I think, you know, at least we need to investigate. We don't even have a written report regarding, you know, this, so how can we do our due diligence and look at facts if it's not backed up with, you know, certain, because one of the things it mentions that may increase, you know, established pickups is if the municipality works with a, they call it a PRO, and it's a, what does it say here?
A professional?
Producer Responsibility Organization. So there's, I think there's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them. So contact them, you know, see if there can be an established agreement and what kind of, how reliable are they and how consistently, or, you know, what their requirements. Do they need to have 50 tires, 100 tires, 200 tires? Because they would be coming up to the area to collect tires from some of the other registered collection sites. So... They already have a route that they would be taking. So I just, all I want is this to be investigated, that determine that this is viable or it isn't viable.
My point on this, like anything else, just like regular garbage, if we don't give people somewhere legal to put it, they will start putting it anywhere, including ditches or any place out of the way. Right. So, and I'm not talking about just McCullough, I'm talking about, frankly, the whole world. But, you know, there has to be some way to do it. I just bought, in the last 3 months anyhow, 8 new tires for vehicles and everything else, but the dealer took them back from me in every case. They even told me that you pay a deposit when you buy new tires of either $5 or $10 a tire. I don't remember how much, but it doesn't matter, which is why they take them, because they get that money back. And I thought, okay, that's fair enough. But clearly a lot of people have tires at home and have to have somewhere to put them. If we don't give them a legal way, we're going to find them all over the place. That's my opinion anyhow. So, and it's not just tires, it's anything else. If you can't get rid of it legally, and or in some cases without cost, then you'll find a way to dispose of them otherwise. So,
but we, again, the threat always concerns me, because we stop construction waste, we stop shingles. Mm-hmm. I don't see any of those in the ditches.
No.
And I know tires are more manageable. I suppose you could throw those faster. But if all the other townships are getting out of it, and we need research to prove this, then we're probably going to be receiving from other townships as well. That's a concern that I have, and even though somebody says, oh yeah, I just had these at home, there's no way of proving. They've got a ticket to get into our site.
Yeah.
So your 50 a year or whatever might increase to 150 a year if there's no other place to put them. And that's a concern that I have.
And that's a misconception. So because the municipalities are getting out of receiving tires, doesn't mean that there's nowhere to take your tires. Every supplier that sells tires must take the tires back with this new producer responsibility. So like I said, go on the RPRA website, you type in your postal code, and there are a number of places, especially obviously in the town of Parry Sound, where you can easily buy tires, even little auto shops in Magnetowan. Like, there's multiple places that you can take tires.
Yeah, and I agree that's solving our issue. Going forward, the slight issue is people now have a few tires sitting in their back 40. Well, I may use them or I may not, and then they sell a vehicle and they're totally garbage to them. So there's going to be lots of people like that. Can they take those tires they didn't purchase from a business to a business? Probably not.
Wouldn't think so.
I think they have to, though, because with the new blue box transition regulation coming through, if they were, the producer has to take back what they produced, not starting during the transition, from all of time. Like,
right, so could I take
older tires? Yes, there may be some issues with, you know, specific dealers taking back tires, but it's ultimately the producer's responsibility to take back the product.
Right. Is the producer the manufacturer or the distributor or seller, whatever you want me to call them? Is it the car dealer I bought the tires at, or is
no, so it's technically like Goodyear Michelin, but they're sold by dealers.
Yeah.
Well, once I'm confident that the probably 100 or hundreds of tires sitting around people's backyards and back 40, once I'm confident that they can take them somewhere else at no cost, well, then I would say then we don't, there's no need to have them taken to our transfer station. So I would be in favor of not allowing them at the transfer station if they can definitely take them somewhere for no cost. So if that could be clarified for us. And to me, I'm thinking this may boil down to this proposed bylaw as a committee of the whole discussion possibly. Dave,
could you do that? The problem we had, I guess, is timing, because the notice went out. So, well, we better look at our bylaw quickly here. That caught us off guard, the timing of the notice saying we're done by August 1st. So, yeah, I mean, the notice can be, you know, postponed, rescinded, I suppose, and have a committee of the whole. I have no problem with that. It's just that people now have seen that out there, and what do we do with the notice that went out?
Yeah, there's probably some are probably making their deposits at the transfer station now before the deadline, but not everybody is going to do that. So you want to make sure those ones that aren't catching that deadline still have an opportunity. So whether we look at extending the deadline to what Mike had said earlier, that we maybe talked at the end of the year or something, just to So this gets passed, and they understand that, okay, if you got tires, get them there. And I'm concerned about not allowing them suddenly like this, and people may roll them into the lakes like they did a few decades ago for fish habitat, which I don't know if that's allowed anymore.
That was under a program, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was an environmental program, believe it or not. Hard to believe.
Yeah, we don't want to start getting
those places
that.
Are all local? In other words, yeah, not a great distance.
Not
right?
a great distance,
okay.
No. No.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I don't know if I may add, when I was employed with the town of Parry Sound, they did implement no tires at their transfer station. They didn't give much notice, and we thought we would be receiving a ton of phone calls,
yeah.
Brake pair saying, why are you not accepting tires? There was very, very few calls, and if they were to call into the office, we would redirect them to the RPRA's website, and they would have no trouble getting
okay.
rid of their tires.
That's a real mitigating factor for sure. So.
Yeah, and my concern is, I don't know what Greg has in mind right now for who's coming to pick those up and when. I mentioned that before, but I don't know what his window of opportunity is either. If this person is not coming back a second time, then I'm a bit concerned too, and he's having trouble finding anybody. So if we start collecting again, is he going to have a future problem? I mean, there may not be five, whatever is there, a few hundred or more, but Councilor Zula.
So, like, if the person comes and collects all the tires that are there, and then we extend the August 1st day, and then more tires come in, can we not take them to Canadian Tire?
Don't know.
We couldn't as a... I don't know, as a municipality, I don't know. I don't think so. No.
More so like myself, if I had, say I have 20 tires or 30 tires at home, and they're old,
yeah.
right? They've been there for maybe 20 years. I can take them into Canadian Tire even though I never bought them there.
Again, it's at the discretion of the dealer. So, no, I see your point
yeah.
for sure, but...
Well,
it's getting increasingly harder for the municipality to then get rid of the tires. So we're just going to end up with a lot of tires that we can't get rid of.
Well, that's not actually correct. We can get rid of them, but it's going to cost us some effort of our staff. If a municipality takes the tires to a registered collection site, this does not mean they become a hauler. A municipality will only need to register as a hauler if they're hauling tires to a site for processing, reuse, retreading, or disposal. We don't want to get into a situation where we are adding extra work to our employees, but it's not correct to say that we can't get rid of the tires if we get more tires in. We can, but it's going to cost us effort mm-hmm. on our staff time and resources. Mm-hmm. So the whole goal is if we can provide this at no cost to the municipality through the PROs, producer responsibility organizations, which there's six of them, that would arrange all of the paperwork and hauling contracts or agreements, whatever they have. So,
and in our master services agreement that we are working currently with Canadian Circular Materials, tires are not mentioned in that master services agreement at all because they're wanting municipalities to not accept tires and to put it back on the producer.
So tires were no longer part of that producer through the Ontario Tire Stewardship since 2019.
It got moved to the RPRA.
So 2019. So anyways, I think the goal here is just to see if we can provide the service no cost to the taxpayers as a convenience when they're doing their dump run. They have their trailer a lot of times. They have stuff in there they want to get rid of, and if they have a tire or two, a couple of tires, it's a matter of convenience that they could bring them to the transfer station. If it's going to create a lot of extra work or chaos, no, that's not the goal here. It's to be able to provide a service that flows with an organized system.
Well, in a situation tonight, I like Councillor Haskins' idea of a committee of the whole. The only thing is, if we do that, set that up for August 1st, say, I think we have to do something with that cease and desist order that went out
yesterday.
And I guess the possibility is that you can still leave it sit there.
Yeah.
And some people are going to come in and say, well, I wasn't aware of that. The only thing is, if you start allowing someone and you've got something in place saying we're not going to accept them, are you going to have a grace period in there where, you know, it says definitively as of August 1st, that's it. But we really meant September or October. Are you going to take a couple while we debate it more and look at more information, more research? You'll have more then at that point, because it sounds like the other townships are getting out of it. So you have to decide whether you want a definite cutoff point, and then whether some dribble in and you deal with it, or whether you feel strongly about this policy. It sounds like we need more information. We're hearing from some people saying that we should continue as a service. As I said, I just don't want a situation, I agree with that, but a situation where we have them sitting there and we can't get rid of them. And I even hesitate to think, I've seen it on TV and I've never experienced it, but a fire with tires. They're not easy to put it.
We may be liable if we're piling them
up
and something happens.
Yeah.
Can we just take the sign down for that?
I don't know what the legalities here, what it'll have to be. You could have another motion going out that has been extended, or I don't think you can just say ignore. I don't know. Charlie, what do you think of that notice?
Council can pass the resolution to extend the date or have no date until the committee of the whole meeting. It's ultimately up to council's discretion.
Eileen, it's been put out there, and I believe it was even put on Facebook, and there seemed to be a lot of negative reaction because people are becoming responsible and they're using the return opportunities when they purchase their tires. But so we could stay with that and then review when we have our committee of the whole meetings and determine, okay, do we give the residents one more chance to clean up their yards and bring it there, and we'll make arrangements to ship them out. I'd like to see that without a lot of information yet, but that's kind of the way I would lean. So we can stay with that date that's put out and determine whether we're going to extend it for another few months.
So what date would you suggest to extend it to? Would give us time to do some research and have a committee of the whole?
Whatever council, whether it be October 31st or something, like a few more months to let people clean up the yards before the snow flies.
Or alternatively, we could leave the August 1st date now, because we know those tires from the transfer station will be picked up. So the transfer station will be empty of tires.
That's important.
And then we could contact the hauler to say, can you schedule us for another date? If staff know that date, then we could say to the public, you have this week, 2 weeks to drop off your tires, and then that's it. Kind of a last chance depot drop off. But we would need to coordinate with the hauler just to ensure that the tires coming into the transfer station can be removed.
Mm, that's important.
Right, so say the end of October, give people Thanksgiving weekend to clean up their property, say, something like that.
So this date stands, though?
Yeah, I say it's out there.
Okay.
Let's not all of a sudden change it. There's mixed messages floating all over the place, but we're looking at possibly an extension if anybody does complain, just to, and then put it out there that, if you got tires kicking around, unless we get the information that we can all take them into Canadian Tire or OK Tire, like any old tires that we don't buy off of them, I don't think they want them, but...
No, but in the meantime, and I don't know how quickly you can contact the hauler to see if they will come back, say in October, but that would be the determining factor whether we extend it beyond August.
That's right. So, if we can get a commitment from the hauler, that would be good information for our committee to...
Is there more than one hauler?
I'm not... So, yes, there are different haulers that do accept tires. They're increasingly not getting out of the business, so they're increasingly harder to find. I do not know who Greg has got to come pick up the tires for this run, but I know previously in other roles at other different municipalities, I was tasked to get rid of the tires, and it's hard.
Okay.
People aren't accepting them anymore when they used to.
So has the hauler provided a firm date that they're coming to pick up the tires?
Yes, they have.
Which date is that?
And I'm not sure what date that is. Greg did mention it to staff, but I'm I didn't hear, but the reason he chose August 1st was because the tires would be picked up and then we would be accepting no more. So I don't know what date August 1st is.
That's our council meeting.
It's a Tuesday, so I would assume they would be picked up on the 31st, but again, that's just my assumption. Greg chose the date to coincide with when they would be picked up.
Okay, so do you have enough information to,
yes,
to go further and get more?
And to schedule a committee of the whole then? Or?
Yeah, we can do that for August 1st, certainly. I think we've worked that in.
Okay.
We'll have more information
sure.
at that time.
Sure.
Because yeah. the main point here is we're making policy decisions. We don't have any written reports laying out any facts. You know, we're giving... the previous discussion was that January 1st, so I thought there would be lots of opportunity to obtain information, have a discussion.
Sure.
So it's that it's more of a shock than anything that all of a sudden there's a firm date and it's like, well, I thought we were going to have a discussion about this and have some input. So.
Yeah, and if things had changed in the interim, you're right. I mean, it probably should have been kept up to date before it just suddenly came out and said that things have changed. They didn't let you know, but it's not January now, or it's not the fall, it's August 1st. But I don't know. Again, sometimes those things happen, and he's talking to a hauler, and that's the only date available. Maybe he just couldn't get back to us on timing. I don't know.
Yeah. Sounds like our director of operation made the best decision he could with what he had at the time. With more information, if council wants to make an extension, well, that's
yep.
what we'll do.
Sounds good. So we've got this motion on there. We can certainly defer this and go further later. If you're agreeable, that's your motion, Councilor Kekkonen.
What does it say?
Well, that's what we're doing, the amending, but it doesn't even deal with 2013 or anything new. So I said we would talk about tires, but the actual bylaw that we're considering would be the next meeting. So this actual resolution, well, it can be defeated. It doesn't have to be deferred.
For the transfer station bylaw.
So, yeah, so there were other amendments.
Yeah.
So
a deferral on the SN?
It could be either way. Deferral suggests you're still talking, but defeated sounds like you're not going to do anything.
yeah, this is some fine-tuning we should do. But... got some new reading to do, obviously, the subdivision
okay.
version.
So, defer this?
Okay. Okay, call this for a deferral. Call the question. All those in favor to defer? Carry. Defer.
We were getting a bit tired of that conversation.
Oh, yes.
Had to throw that in.
Public notices, announcements, inquiries, reports by council members. Any committees you attended, conferences, workshops?
So. Summertime, yes.
Well, I know what planning board is. It's postponed, right? There's not going to be any
That's right.
meeting this month at all. So. Mm-hmm. I know the Recreation Cultural Center, that was moved, it was July 12th, but they moved it to the end of July now, and even that's tentative, so. Okay, so we're on to consent agenda. Resolution 23-499, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, Councilor Haskell, second by Councilor Ryland, be resolved that the Council of the Corporation of Township McKellar hereby received the consent agenda for correspondence. Is there anything out of there you want to pull out?
I just wanted to mention like this thing on the Friends in that publication. I was wondering if the market should contact them because I noticed in here they had summer markets and they don't have the Keller in here.
I noticed it was missing. Yeah.
yeah.
That would be a good idea. The publication doesn't bug that often, but it is, I don't know what the circulation is, but
no, but I just noticed it didn't have that in there, and I thought
that would be good.
It might be a good thing to have.
It's probably just ignorance on their part that they maybe it wasn't submitted, as you said, and they didn't know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
I was interested in the one thing, not to be replied from this Mr. Wood, accessibility to Hemlock Church. My understanding is that building's not open to the public, is it? No. So.
That's what I have written down also, that it's not for the public and we're not done doing renovations
right.
there.
So I'm wondering if that could be
somehow related to him.
He could be told that, you know.
Yeah, maybe Chris can put input on that one.
Okay, was there anything else, sir? Call the question then, all in favor? And opposed, carried. Question comment period. People in the audience or on Zoom, any questions, comments? Items on the agenda. Hearing none, resolution 23-500, moved by Councillor Keckin, second by Councillor Zulak, be resolved the Council of the Corporation, Township McKellar, does hereby give bylaw number 2023-56, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of Council of first and second reading, further read a third time and passed an open Council this 18th day of July 2023. Call the question, all those in favor? On a poll, carried. Resolution 23-501, moved by Councillor Ryan, second by Councillor Ascom. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar adjourn this meeting at
8:22 p.m.
to meet again on July 21st, 2023, to hold a special closed meeting of Council or at the call of the Mayor. Call the question. All those in favor? Not opposed? Carried. Meeting now adjourned.
Do we have a sense?